When I hear you say community, I think small. Community is larger than the individual, but I'll speak on this one from the perspective of being a parent, relatively new parent. And what I've found, which is something I didn't realize until I had my kids interacting with other kids, is that parents of children are very anxious to instill certain values in their children. And those are values such as sharing and compassion. So be gentle, say sorry, say thank you, a feeling, an empathy for others. Oh, look, you hurt, you know, this child got hurt. You hurt them. How can we make them feel better? Parents are so anxious that their children learn these values and skills. And then at some point, those values like sharing and compassion seem to vanish. Now, I don't know where they go. Somehow something happens so that when, as adults, we interact with the world and with other people, we tend not to have those values in mind. How can I share this? How can I be nicer to my neighbor? How can I be gentler in my relationship with someone or something? And not only do we lose it, but we have pride in that. So at a local level, at a community level, if people could interact with each other and think about the community in the generous spirit and the sharing spirit that we use when we approach our children, I think that would matter. And how it would translate into, you know, material benefits for the community, I'm not sure. But surely it would do something.
What do you think that we could do to encourage that?
One answer is that I think the people who consciously try to maintain those ideas and values as adults, that if they get together and organize themselves to promote those things, especially as they relate to political questions of the day, and if they can organize around that, then that hopefully builds more and more of that into the community. So, for instance, I'm involved in the Sudbury Cyclists Union, and everyone there kind of has this spirit in some way. They want to be kinder and gentler to the environment, or they're bicyclists and they want to have a more positive experience while they're biking down the road in Sudbury, which is usually quite a difficult experience from a bicyclist perspective. Or from the social or economic justice point of view, which is a lot of people can't afford cars or can't have driver's licenses for some reason, for lots of reasons, and rely on bicycles to do their shopping and to take their kids to school and to visit their friends. Bicycling is a very important means of transportation for them, and they should be able to do it safely and efficiently, you know. They shouldn't have to ride on dirt trails. They should be able to ride on... Anyway, so there's a bunch of us who are trying to promote the idea of bicycling as a commuting activity in Sudbury. And it's based on that spirit of generosity and kindness and sharing the road. And if we can organize ourselves and promote that idea when it comes to cycling, I think other people are doing it when it comes to other issues. Economic justice and workers' rights and so on and so forth. Women's issues and so on. I don't know. Maybe that's how we can achieve it, by organizing. Let me just say my one example about the world. What kind of change would I like to see in the world? So for the community one, I spoke on the basis of being a parent. For the world, I would speak on the basis of being a construction worker. And my observation is that I'm a construction worker in Canada. And although I don't make a very good living when it comes to average Canadian incomes, I have a relatively comfortable lifestyle. Mostly that's because I share the income with someone else in my life. But even on my own, I could have a comfortable lifestyle. But I've often thought, you know, if I went around the world offering my construction services, the very skills that I have that in Canada entitle me to this certain X style of living in Mexico would entitle me to a much, much lower standard of living. And in Bangladesh, they might entitle me to another very different standard of living. So it just astounds me that there's such inequality in the world. And most people have this idea that you get what you deserve, you get what you're entitled to because of your skills or your education or your perseverance or whatever it is. And yet when you realize that what you do in this part of the world, in another part of the world, would entitle you to much less, or if you were construction worker in a poor part of the world, and you could imagine that if you were a construction worker in Canada, you wouldn't be entitled to much more. When you think about things that way, you realize that there's something else going on. That's not the way things are divided by virtue of your skills or your education. They're divided in some other way. And I wish the way that they were divided would result in more egalitarian distribution of wealth.